Good evening. Good evening and welcome to week four Tuesday night concert here at Augusta 1995. Let's get something out of the way right to begin with. A white Ford station wagon with Virginia tags. And the tag number is LTR733, parked right outside. Your lights are on. We also have a white van up by Gribble that I know the owners of that is in standing a chance of being towed. I think they have tolerated us parking in the no parking spaces, folks that are here for the week, about as long as they're going to, and you're starting to see some notes on your windshields saying, please move these cars. So please do, and please do not continue to park in spaces that are not designated parking spaces. So that's now out of the way. We have a wonderful, wonderful concert planned for you. You're going to see a lot of action on the stage this evening. You're going to hear some incredible percussion and both halves of the dance, of the concert. See where I'm dance week, it's like my brain's here somewhere. And to get things rolling with a lot more talking from me, we're going to start the evening off with two of the instructors from a couple of the classes that are here. Some folks might think they're smaller classes, but nonetheless, they are very, very important. And one of them is the harmonica class that is being taught by Peter Madcat Ruth. And this is Peter's third year here at Augusta. He is a harmonica player in all styles. He's played and recorded for the last 30 years in folk music, blues, jazz, world music, just about anything you can imagine. He is going to be joined during this first part of the concert by Nettie Arevalo. And Nettie, you will know, is teaching the first ever folk percussion class here at Augusta. So we have a brand new class and a lot of enthusiastic drummers taking part. So we have a combination of the harmonica and incredible percussion. Please make welcome Peter Madcat Ruth to start this off, being followed by Nettie Arevalo.
CD out, and the first cut on the CD is the first cut I'd like to do tonight. It's called That First Cup of Coffee. And the although this version I'm about to do is a little different than the one on the CD, because I do it different every time. But I'm still going to call it the same name, That First Cup of Coffee. Yeah. Here it's Nettie Aravelo. All right. Here's an old rock and roll number called Rockin' Robin. After me, I'll be long gone. Like a turkey through the corn. Long gone, long gone. And long johns on. Thank you.
riding like a horse, we were long gone. Like a chicken through the corn. Long gone, long gone. Had a long johns on. Long gone, hey, long gone, like a turkey through the corn. Woo!
Like a turkey through the corn, and it's subtitled. All these songs have subtitles. The subtitle was Sonny Terry Goes to Columbia, or something like that, or Sonny Terry Does the Cumbia. This next one we call, this is dedicated to all the dancers. Is there any dancers out there tonight? This is one called Moon Dance Variations, or it's also called Van Morrison Takes It Out. let's take it out. Thank you. Thank you very much. Nettie and I have known each other for 48 hours. And, we're glad to know each other. But we have a mutual...
Intimate friends. Really good friends.
But we have a mutual friend who showed up this week, so we'd like to have a third person come join our jam session. His name is Ira Bernstein.
If you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. My baby said to me, she said, it's understood. You don't make enough money and that ain't no good. I said, baby, if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. All right, Ira. Thank you. But I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. Hit the road now, Jack, and don't you come back. I don't hear no more. Hit the road now, Jack, don't you come back no more. Don't wanna see you around here no more. Don't want you showing up at Augusta anymore. No! Hit the road now, Jack! And don't you come back no more. And don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. jump, jump here. You gotta jump, jump there. You gotta jump now, jump now, jump now, jump now, jump now, everywhere. Then you mellow down easy, baby. You gotta mellow down easy, baby. You gotta mellow down easy when you're really about to blow your top, yo. You gotta mellow down easy, baby. Shake it here, shake it there. You gotta shake it now, 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 shake it everywhere. Then you mellow down easy, baby. Mellow down easy, baby. You gotta mellow down easy when you're really about to blow your top. You gotta mellow down easy, baby.
Peter Madcat Ruth and Libby Aravello and Ira Bernstein to get things rolling here on this Tuesday night. I overlooked one important matter when I came out earlier this evening. I failed to introduce myself. I'm Rodney Sutton. I'm co-coordinator of Dance Week here at week four, Ghost of 1995. Some of you may wonder what's going on here with on this platform on this beautiful wooden stage, but a number of years ago they decided to keep the taps and the dancing off, but even Ira was dancing on this mat, so it looked as though he was getting to dance over there on the floor and other groups were being confined to this space, but that is not true. He has this little portable roll-up mat. If you watch very carefully, you will see that it rolls up as like a little Venetian blind. And the dance floor that's assembled here is not at the request of the next group that's gonna be here. It actually is a little limiting in their choreography, but it's a necessity here on the college stage because of wanting to preserve what's left of this nice wooden floor up here. Let's see, a couple of announcements. We're going to have a fairly, intermission following this next group, and it'll give you plenty of time to check out the Augusta store out in the lobby. All of the performers, most of them anyway, here this week. At week four, have there. Tapes and CDs, books, all kinds of things out there that's available to you. And please take time to look. Some of the things are going to go quickly this week. Also, there's other recordings and books and tapes from previous instructors here this summer and in years past also. So you can find lots of things out there to occupy your time. Remember that at the end of the week five, not very long from now, will be the Augusta Festival. And there's the whole thing winds up with a big festival at the end of week five. Concerts on Friday and Saturday night. Tickets are available in the Augusta office for those concerts. And you may also be planning your activities for the festival down in the park on that Saturday. We have a number of things that are going to be happening up here, going along pretty quickly. Don't mind these folks as they run back and forth in front of me. I was thinking about on the way down here that it usually takes about 8 hours for me to drive from Marshall, North Carolina, Madison County, to Augusta. But that was before the two most recent four lanes in the country opened up this year. Interstate 26 now runs from the top of the Tennessee line north to Johnson City. They finished that. They failed to turn North Carolina. They started on it. North Carolina hasn't even started on their connector that's going to go down to Asheville. And so we're just doing our environmental studies to find out what's going to, where they're going to put the other part of the road. But if you get to the top of the mountain there, they've straightened it out. They're cutting, filling, and they're grinding out the side of the mountains. And I've heard people describe that as a beautiful road through there, and I guess that's up to each individual's on particular taste. But I did see something along that stretch of road. It's only been open about a month. But I was driving along, and you see just the stark sides of the mountain as they're exposed to you. And I went around this corner, and they had a couple of truck ramps there in case you got going too fast with your tractor trailer. And then there's another extra ramp there that had all these rocks stacked up in the middle of it. And the way to get up there, but it had a big sign. And I've been studying about this ever since I saw it. The big sign said, "Future Scenic View." I don't know, it's a sure. They built the road so fast that nature didn't have time to drive them with the view they were hoping for there. Or did you just tell them that the rocks cleared it out or sometime in about a year or two and it'll be nice and healthy. Scenic